Hello, hello. Welcome back to 615 Guys, the number one podcast recorded on a ping pong table. We have all the guys here today. We got Sean, Connor, Denton. Well, funny story about Sean today. He actually didn't have to travel just downstairs to the studio. Where'd you go today, Sean?
Actually, I left at 8:30 in the morning to head over to Tupelo, Mississippi. Been there all day. Left to come back, and I got home at 9:30. So
how long of a drive was that?
It was a 4-hour drive. It was pretty tough.
Like 4 hours there and back, or like just
no, like 4 hours there and then 4 hours back.
So that's 8 hours
on the road.
In a car.
Yeah.
Why don't you just stay the night?
Well. Because we didn't want to spend money on a hotel.
Sure, we had to record the pod.
Yeah.
If y'all couldn't hear Denton, yeah. Would you like to explain?
Yeah, quick disclaimer real quick. We had a scrimmage today for baseball, and I yelled a lot. So my voice sounds awful. So I might talk a little less today. We'll see.
Who knows? Little recap from last week. We want to thank all you for the support on episode 2. Y'all really blew that thing up. We also want to thank y'all for 400 followers on Instagram. That's a pretty big milestone for us. You know, we were pretty excited to hear that. So here, episode 3. Last week we had Mr. Bryce Kelly. This week, our second ever guest, we have one of our close friends, one of our buddies, Brody Hayes. Brody,
how's everybody doing today?
we're doing pretty good, Brody. How are you?
Pretty good. You know, I don't have a clothing brand or anything, but you know, I like to think I can offer the same stuff that Bryce did.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, very happy to be here. I heard y'all's first episode, and I just knew I had to be a part of this.
Yeah, but did you hear our second episode?
No.
So you can tell we bring true fans on the 615 guys here.
Yeah, Brody, as soon as he figured out the podcast was an idea, he wanted to be a guest.
That's very true.
That's also all of our friends.
Though. Yes, yes.
That's true. We have had a lot of you wanting to come on the pod, so
we have a long list of potential guests.
Shout out to Brayden Taylor; he will never be on here.
Brayden, we know you know we love you. You know, so little backstory about Brody. How long have we known each other, Brody?
Or I've known all of us as a group. I've known Jackson probably the longest since our moms worked together, but I've known everybody except for Sean.
Yeah,
for a very long time.
It's very true. We played baseball ever since we were 8. And then I guess Denton and Brody, y'all met in middle school probably, right?
No, we met in
elementary school. I'm
yeah, like pre-K, yeah,
that's,
or pre-K.
That's right, yeah. And then
I remember Brody and Jackson from the Mud Dogs.
The Mud Dogs.
Our arch nemesis.
The greatest travel
ball
team.
I don't know if you can call us arch nemesis if y'all never beat us.
Yeah, but say, y'all didn't really put up much of a fight.
Don't shame.
I mean, our team was a lot worse, but the Blues, you know, we were good.
I met Brody because, fun fact about Brody, his head is the same size now as it was when he was like 4 years old. So,
and he has a long neck.
Me too.
Brody's head walked in the room and like the rest of his body walked in like 5 minutes later. So I was like, who's this kid?
He does have if y'all have ever seen, what's that movie with the
Megamind?
Megamind. Shout out Officer Peak. Yeah. Big Peak.
Yeah. I didn't know I was going to get bullied coming on here. So
wait, did Officer McPeak give him that name?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love him. I love him for that.
That's very funny. So, with us knowing each other for a long time, we've had many stories and many experiences that we've done over the years. One story that stands out in particular that we really wanted to hit on today, if y'all have noticed our intro for the last
hello,
two episodes, hello, hello. That's actually very sentimental to 615 guys because it's there's a great story behind that. So Connor, would you like to start off by explaining?
I'll take over. So it's fall of 2020.
Fall break.
We talked about it last week.
Fall break. Oh yeah.
And,
PCB.
So we're at PCB and we're walking around Pier Park.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of girls walking around and all that and.
Connor's trying to find himself a lady.
Yeah. I was just trying
to
find
the ladies' man he is.
Yes,
ladies.
Like we said last week, Connor is a ladies' man.
Yeah. So I see these three chicks just walking around, and I was like, Jackson, I'm going to go talk to them. And
which I respected him for this. He actually
Jackson kind of went with me just to back me up, but we all know he has a girlfriend, so
yeah.
He's good.
Yeah.
So we go up to him, and so we're walking from behind him. And I clear my throat, and I'm like, hello, hello, how's your fall break going?
And because keep in mind, me and Brody, we were standing right behind him. He says this in the most awkward and stiff way possible. And Brody, what'd you do, Brody?
Well, after I heard Connor make the statement, I actually faked a phone call because I couldn't contain my laughter. And, so I walked away from the situation.
So, and Jackson just called me out on it. He says that was an awful pickup line.
Well, I mean,
right, what a great girls, wingman.
Right in front of the girls.
Okay, well, what do you want me to do? There was really no hope at
you
that point.
You could have just went with it, and it would have been fine because you know what they did? They answered the question.
A true champion knows when to take his losses. You know, yeah, I don't think. Hello.
We actually talked to him for a good 5 minutes though.
It was a pretty lengthy conversation.
Yeah.
Now, two of the friends did leave mid conversation to go look at the other guys.
Yeah, I guess they saw some older, hotter dudes.
But I mean, nobody
didn't want to talk.
I don't understand why they didn't want to talk to you, Connor.
I know, right?
The ladies, man.
Yeah, it's a great pickup.
How could they resist?
I thought it was great, personally.
It was so awkward.
I wish I was there. I wish I could experience that.
The way that they looked back, I kid you not.
They had just petrified looking back at Connor.
I think y'all are making that up.
We're not making that up. That was just straight.
That was the part that really got me.
I bet you caught them. The girls' eyes
were like really, really big.
I bet you caught them so off guard. You know, most people walk up and like, hey, you know, y'all are cute. You know, or like, hey, what's your name? Not, Hello.
How was your fall break?
It was definitely original.
In my mind, it was a good.
Yeah. Connor in his head was like, all right.
This is going to
bump in the back of these girls.
Yeah, I've been practicing this in the mirror all week. You know, my mom said this was the good one. This is the best one.
You probably walked up with like the thought process, like, a couple weeks, we're going to be married. I mean, this is just going to work so well.
This is in the bag.
Connor, you've had a... ever since, you know, your fall break, you've kind of been on a roll here. I mean, even today, you had a pretty big day today, didn't you, Connor?
I did.
You did?
Yeah, that confidence dancing.
We're talking about that.
If y'all have never seen Connor dance, you are missing something.
If y'all know what Connor looks like, and you think about what Connor would dance like, it's exactly what you think it would be.
Connor, we turned on WAP.
Okay, so it's after after we got done lifting in the weight room, and Coach Williams was just, he wanted to do something fun with us so we could
shout out
relax,
Coach Williams,
because we were about to have an inter-squad game, and he was like, we're going to have a dance-off, and obviously I was like, oh, I got to be in this. You know, so we have six teams, and he picked one player from each team, or the captain did, and I was one of them. One of the persons picked.
Were you proud?
I was nervous going up there.
Well, you did have some big competition. I think your only true competition would have been Biggie.
Easton Forsyth himself. Yeah.
I don't know.
Carson Bowles, he didn't look
bad.
Cool.
It was good.
It wasn't bad, but you just had all the build up because you were the first one.
Yeah, because I was the whitest
and
guy
Connor,
out there.
Connor had all the sound effects. He was like,
Connor does love his
He also literally did the splits.
There's a video somewhere.
I did a spin move right into the splits. That was my signature.
Maybe we'll post the link on our Instagram.
We're going to try to find a video, and it will for sure be up on 615, guys. So make sure you follow that.
Big E was actually hitting the WAP.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Yeah,
it was very surprising.
All 6'3", 200 something pounds.
Yeah.
All 200 big bucks was on the floor. Just going ham on the WAP.
There were parts of him move that I didn't expect to move.
I think he was on the floor more than he was like dancing standing up.
He looked like Addison Rae.
That's a pretty good. I would say that's a pretty good,
give or take a couple pounds.
Sean, speaking of Mississippi, how did y'all do?
Well, sadly, we lost 3-1. I mean,
I thought you were the only one in the region here, Sean.
Well, yeah, the past 2 years, but like, you know,
oh, you're starting to fall off.
It's a different year.
I mean,
starting to fall off.
New start, but. I wouldn't want to say it was the ref's fault, but it was the ref's fault.
It's always the ref's fault.
Of course. So y'all drove all the way down to Mississippi for one game?
Yeah. I mean, it was supposed to be 3 games, but 2 of them got canceled. I don't even know why. I don't want to say it's the ref's fault, but it was the ref's fault because they missed 2 handballs, which were in the box. And if you don't know what a handball in the box means. It would be a penalty kick.
Right.
Which is a one-on-one with a goalie.
Rudy knew that.
Yeah, knew that one. Yeah.
One-on-one with a goalie. So, which is, I mean, like a pretty much like 95% chance of a goal. And that would have tied us the game. So.
Did you score?
Well, I didn't score. I'm a defender.
Yeah, he's a defense guy.
I mean, outside back, but they get involved in the attack, too, sometimes.
Yeah, that. I don't know what you're talking about, really.
Yeah, this probably just blew by everyone's head.
Yeah.
Soccer?
Yeah, I know the goalie.
The goalie?
There you go.
And then we're like the midfielders, like in the middle of the field.
Yeah. The attackers are at the top.
I didn't know that. No.
I was trying to put that as simple as possible.
Statement right there.
Well, I mean, hey, you need to start learning there. Your little soccer terms.
I know. I got to get on top of things.
Yeah, Brody's new girlfriend.
Shout out, Emma.
For those of you that don't know, Brody, this episode originally was going to be titled The Bachelor, but Brody's decided to
He finally
down.
Used his rose. Don't they, like, give out a rose in The Bachelor?
I don't personally watch the show. I'm sure Connor does, but, like...
Reese watches The Bachelor.
Yeah, I handed out my rose. Time for Brody to settle down.
It's very good, Brody. Mm-hmm. Proud of you.
Good job, Brody.
So, about a year ago, in a couple of days, we had our tornado, and I remember vividly how all the girls in Wilson County were going crazy because the power was out, okay? And this was around the same time that The Bachelor was on, and they had no idea what to do with themselves. They were like, who cares about a freaking tornado? We have the final rose is about to be given out.
Are you talking about your girlfriend,
I'm
Jackson?
Talking about every girl in Wilson County. I know Denton, his lady friend. Did that. Denton can't talk much. His voice is gone.
On a laughing spree.
Yeah, I don't. I think she liked to watch it like a week after it aired. So I think she's actually super terrified of tornadoes. So she had other things going on.
That was
a scary time.
That was very weird.
I slept through the whole thing, actually.
I didn't wake up. I could have slept through the whole thing. I vividly remember that night. Because I remember we played Fortnite. That whole night, because I don't know how that got big again around that time, but I remember because we didn't have school the next day. I remember that, and so we stayed up till like 1 a.m, and I'm just sleeping, and next thing I know, my mom's running in the room, grabbing her helmets, saying, "Hey, let's get in the closet because there's a tornado coming," and I was half asleep, so I didn't even know what was going on.
I can't even believe my parents didn't wake me up like.
But you didn't wake up.
No, I slept through the.
So you
whole thing.
You legitimately woke up in the morning to like videos and pictures of our town being destroyed.
Well, actually, I woke up to absolutely nothing because it was pitch black and I was really confused. But because like I usually have like lights in my room for my TV, like you know the little, like the on
LED
button,
lights.
Like, no, like the button like on the TV, it'll be like red or something.
Oh yeah.
Like that'll usually wake me up. It's pretty bright in my room. I don't know why, but it was just pitch black and I was a little confused.
Bright.
I was a little confused, and then I went on my phone. I was like, "Oh, a tornado came by." I was like, "What?" Like,
did your parents sleep through it?
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure when I woke up, I went to talk to them. I was like, "Did a tornado just come through our town?" And they said, "They were like, yeah." I was like, "Why did you not wake me up? Like, that's very selfish of you to not wake me up."
But I mean, it also was over there by the baseball fields. You don't really live close to the.
I must say it was more closer to where Brody lives.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I actually wasn't home that night.
We were at Ian Jennings' house in a different town, and he lives in Mount Juliet. And the tornado actually, I think, was half a mile away from us. Like it was really close.
I'm pretty sure it just kind of rode down the interstate.
Yeah,
because I remember like around or closer to like central area, was where it kind of got really bad.
I know. But, on my, like, we live on a farm, and, like, one of the buildings at the farm got knocked down, so, yeah, so I'm guessing it was pretty close to our house, but I wasn't there to see it, so.
I know you had, your family has had very, very bad luck with trampolines.
Oh, yes, that was the second of our trampolines that blew away, and then a couple weeks after that, there was that windstorm, which blew away our third trampoline, so now we're about to put back up our fourth one. And
did y'all not put some weighted bags or something on it, so it wouldn't
fly
away.
Didn't. I wasn't there. The third one, we actually did tie it down with a rope, and it pulled the rope out of the ground.
Oh, my
so.
God.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yes, y'all aren't meant to have a trampoline.
Yeah, I don't know why I keep putting them up.
Well, I say after like the second or third one falls down, I'm just like giving up.
Oh, my parents know. They're not. But the fact
that's
getting another one.
That's so weird though, because you still is that little like play area still up, like with the little swing and stuff?
Yes, like the 60-year-old wooden playset.
Yes, that's still standing. Yet it's still the there. Brand new trampoline just flies away
for the fourth time. Yes,
that's ridiculous. That's
I would just give up at that point. Like, no trampoline.
Not even worth it.
I never really use it. My sister keeps asking for them, usually because it's like around her birthday or Christmas, and she just keeps getting them. So,
I mean, at that point, that's just like a sign, like, just don't get it.
Yeah.
The Hayes family does not need a trampoline.
Yeah.
If you've never been with the Hayes family at a sporting event, specifically Brody's aunt, you need to go to a sports event.
Brody's mom? Aunt.
I wouldn't exactly say you need to. I mean, it's not really an experience you want to go to. But
it's a pretty good experience, I would say.
Entertaining.
What
sure.
is this experience?
You've never heard of this experience?
No.
So, one specific event is me and Jackson were on the same 12-year-old rec league team for baseball. And it was it a championship game? Or
no,
the,
it was a semifinal.
Semifinal game. And my aunt's a big yeller. So, there was a bad call, and she's yelling for like 5 solid minutes. And then the umpire just kind of walks by, shoots the bird to her.
Double.
Double shoots
not
the bird.
Not even one, both.
Yes, so then...
Well, yeah, I mean, you have both hands. You might as well use both.
That's exactly
go
right.
Go big or go home.
Yeah. So then there's this big discussion. Everyone's upset about it. So they actually kicked the umpire out of the game, which I had never seen before and still haven't seen.
Who even, like, decides that?
The other umpires kicked him out.
I think that's the first time in, like, baseball history that a umpire has... gotten kicked out of a game by another umpire.
It probably hasn't happened much. That dude actually like left town after that too. So.
Well, he was a
really hit home to him.
Yeah. Moved to Montana or something like that, and just kind of
on a farm.
Kind of did his own thing.
Changed his name.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
I know another story we had. All three of us were on the same team at this point. Do y'all remember? It was so we were in Chattanooga for a baseball tournament, and this umpire was getting dogged the entire game by the opposing team, just for like balls and strikes, just little stuff here and there. And we're going into the final inning, and we get one out, and then our pitcher throws a breaking ball, hits the dirt, and he calls it a strike, which we're happy about. However, their fans are not happy about that, and of course they've had it at this point because they're losing by like 5 or 6 runs at this point, and the game's pretty much over. But they just go off on this man. And the guy, the umpire, all of a sudden calls time, looks up at the stands, and goes, "I'm done." Just screams it.
I remember
and
that.
He grabs his lunchbox. I kid you not. Grabs his lunchbox and walks out with 2 outs left in the game.
It was almost over. He would have got paid if he would have finished the 2 more outs. He just walked out.
He didn't even
out.
Get paid.
I'm pretty sure he got paid anyways.
I'm sure you probably get paid for showing up.
I heard
up.
He didn't. Cause
did you get paid when you get
we did win.
When you
actually.
Show up, I'm pretty sure they pay you. Like, they don't pay you after the game.
Well, that's stupid. What if you leave early?
I guess you just take the money.
Take the money.
Well, if that's the case, I'm gonna start umpiring. I'm gonna umpire 3 innings and just be like, I'm out of here.
I would imagine if you do it too much, they probably wouldn't hire you again.
Yeah, you just go to different states, change your name.
Yeah,
maybe that's what that guy was doing.
Yeah, he had this all planned out. He was gonna ride here for a little bit and then shoot his bird, leave his legacy, leave his mark, and move away and
ride off into the sunset.
I guess. With this horse.
With his 2 birds.
Speaking of baseball, I'd like to say we have some pretty good home run stories on us.
Specifically yourself. You're talking about yourself there. You have the best story.
If you want a touching story, grab the tissues. You know, this is about to get very emotional.
It's about to get very sentimental.
Because
right
I kid you not, this is pretty much, for me and Brody, I know because we were there, but I'm sure it was, Denton said it was for him too. Literally top 3 proudest moments of my own life.
It's definitely
was,
top 1 for
well,
me.
Was watching Connor get his
I'm
first
glad y'all are proud of me, but I'm not the only one, you know, that's ever hit one. In fact, I've only hit one.
And well, that so, that one though was
Let's just
that,
talk about
that's
it.
That's
very
magical.
Special.
Yeah. So my whole 12-year-old year, I had not hit a home run yet from when I was like 8 to when I was 11. And I kind of changed my swing a little bit to hit a home run because it's kind of embarrassing if you don't hit one.
At this point, he was literally the only one on the team who has not hit their
yeah,
first home run.
Yeah, so
keep that in mind.
So my whole 12-year-old year, I didn't really hit that well. And we're playing on 200-foot fields. And
the baby fields.
Yeah, pretty small. easy to hit home runs. Not easy, but
it should be easy at our age.
At 12, you know, you should be hitting home runs. And I haven't hit one all rec league at Lebanon Youth Baseball. We get to All Stars, and I'm like, this is it. If I don't do it now, I won't ever do it. Well, until maybe high school, hopefully. So we go through the district tournament. I don't hit one, and we're still on 200 foot fields. We go through state tournament. I don't hit one, and this is the last time I ever played on a 200 foot field.
So to put this in perspective, 200 foot fields and shorter are basically a walk in the park, so to say, to hit a home run.
You can pop one up, and
when I was 11, I could bat opposite handed and hit one out on a 200 foot field. No offense, Connor. So basically, when you're playing on a 200 foot field, you're like, okay, you know, this might be the day, might be able to hit a home run. And then if you're not playing on a 200 foot field, you know, you kind of just cut your losses.
Right. So we get to the World Series at Chakalaka Park.
Chakalaka, Oxford, yeah. Alabama.
Very nice place. And it's a 225 foot field. And I'm like, shoot. Well, it's over. I'm not going to hit one. Done. I hadn't hit one on 200 my whole baseball career, and I'm not going to hit one on 225. We get to about the fourth game of the All-Star.
It was around there. We were playing Texas. I remember that.
Yeah, we were playing Texas. It was rainy. It was a rainy day.
Yeah, that was like the day we had like three rain delays and game ended like at 11 o'clock.
Very soggy.
Yes. So, I don't even remember. I think it was my first at bat.
It was your first at bat because I was sitting on second because I just hit a stand-up double. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. And so I get a pitch, and this is the pitch. I swing. I thought I hit a pop fly to about left center field, and instead it went over, and I had no idea. And shout out Jeff Lee. He said, "Oh, my gosh."
What?
And he was like, he just, you know, did his arm, like, did a home run. And I was like, no way.
I'm on deck because I always hit behind Connor in the lineup. And I see it hit behind the fence. And I don't think Connor realized it because he didn't.
I did not.
He was still sprinting. But I realized it. So I bat flipped for Connor. I threw my bat probably 20 feet in the air. I had tears in my eyes. It was just an all-around great moment.
Didn't his dad, like, meet him at home plate?
So let me take my perspective here from second base. So I see the ball hit. I'm looking, making my read, see if I need to go. I see where it's going to be deep enough where I know it's either going to hit the wall or he's not going to catch it. So I start taking off, but I know I'm going to score easily. So I'm kind of like just jogging in, you know. And I look over, and Jeff, Connor's dad, is just watching it at third base, and he's just like, go, 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 go. And then he looks at me dead in the eye and has the happiest face I've ever seen out of a man. It was the most amazing thing ever. And keep in mind, like, home runs at our age, they're pretty common whenever you're 12 on those fields. But those people probably would have thought that, like, we were insane because that you could have probably hurt us all the way in back home in Lebanon.
We basically threw a parade.
We did. Yeah. It was honestly, like I said, top three biggest, most proudest moments of my life.
The team we played probably thought we were absolutely terrible for celebrating like that. But, I mean, we just couldn't contain it.
And then there's literally a picture. It's in Connor's has the picture. It's framed in his room. He is literally crying at home plate.
Yeah, it was tears of joy. I was very excited.
A relief,
I just couldn't
too.
Hold it in. It was a relief. You know, it was like a burden. Everybody made fun of me for it. Everybody was like, "Haha, you haven't had your first home run yet." And I showed them I could, and it was very sad and funny at the same time. Jackson, you have a funny first home run story, don't you? Let's hear it.
So my first home run story, it's kind of similar to Connor's, but not at all. So this is travel ball, our 12U year, and it's kind of to this point where it's me and Connor in a race to see who can hit our first home run first. And so this is early 12U year, and I'm up to play. And it's a really, really long at bat. It's gone 3-2, and I'm just fouling pitches off one by one. And then this guy hangs a curveball on me, and I'm like, I'm about to just take a freaking daddy hack at this one. It's a long at bat. If I'm hitting one out, if there's gonna be a pitch, I'm gonna hit one out. It's gonna be this one. And so I take an absolute daddy hack, and it goes foul. I mean, it's an absolute bomb. I mean, it's probably one of the farthest balls I've ever hit.
You probably hit it 250.
That was
far.
I got a hold of it.
Our age.
And I see it go foul, and I'm like, ah. And it was barely foul, too. Just right of the foul pole. And I was like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
I was like, dang it, man. And so my dad, you know, he's coaching first base. He's like, it's all right, you know, shake it off. Keep straighten it out, you know, get the next pitch. And I look back because my dad turns me around. He's like, it's all right, go get him next time. I look back, and the umpire is just waving his arm like it's a home run. And so I'm literally stopped here at first base, and I'm like, what's going on? And my dad literally pushes me into second base, and he's just jumping up for joy, almost kind of similar to what Connor's dad was. We weren't going as crazy. It is a very exciting moment, I will admit.
I was also on deck for Jackson's in this instance, and I was standing at home plate looking at where the ball was going, see if it was going to be foul or not. And for those of you who don't know anything about baseball, if it's outside the foul pole, then it's foul and you have to hit again. So Jackson hits it, and it lands probably 20 feet foul. Like, it's nowhere close.
Oh, yeah, the tail on it was insane.
So I'm picking up Jackson's bat, getting it ready to hand back to him. And umpire's like, fair ball. Catcher looks back at him and is like, did you really just call that fair? And he's like, yeah, I did. And then Jackson's, you know, trotting around the bases all happy and stuff, and I'm just like, he really just called that fair.
Sean, so we were talking about our home run stories. Do you remember your like first goal? Like, is that sentimental to you? Like,
or first home run?
Yeah, I used to hit home runs back in the T-ball days and coach pitch. I used to hit dingers all day, every day.
Right.
But no, that's not really a
sentimental. It's not a very sentimental. Like,
I mean, I do remember one time back when I broke my arm. That was like way back in the day. And there's still a picture of me holding up my broken arm that's all wrapped in cushioning, so you don't like hit other players, and it's like held up in the air, and I'm like, yeah, that's like the only thing that really sticks out to me.
Do you remember your first high school goal?
High school? No, we've only had one high school game because it got cut short freshman year.
Did
but
you score?
No.
God, you're dog water.
I played center back.
But
we
like,
don't know what that means.
So how often? Yeah, because you're a defenseman, and I know y'all don't score a whole lot. So like, how many goals have you scored?
I mean, actually, this season for like my travel team, I scored 3 goals as a center back and outside back, which is, I mean, that's pretty good for a defender because like you don't usually shoot at all.
For those of you that don't know what those positions mean,
neither do we.
Don't worry,
neither do I. Yeah, none of us know.
You don't really go up in the attack a lot. Like you don't shoot.
We don't know what the attack is.
Yeah. Where you score the ball?
Can we put this like in dumb terms? Like
where you put the ball in the net?
Okay.
It's not where we're at.
Okay.
Why?
Because we're defending. Like our main job is pretty much defending.
I say, yeah, I wouldn't want to score. I remember like in middle school, we would get on the announcements and stuff, and they'd be like, "The boys' soccer team won yesterday. Sean Redmond with 14 goals and 17
yeah.
assists."
Back in middle school, I played striker, so I scored a lot of goals.
It's because you were a stud back then.
I was a stud.
What happened?
What do you mean?
I mean, you're clearly not scoring 14 goals anymore. So,
like travel, I play defense, but
you're trash.
Dog water
for school soccer. This year, I'm actually gonna play midfield. You know what that one is?
Middle of the field. I got that one.
So I'll probably get a couple goals this year. Hopefully,
are y'all gonna win a game this year?
Yes, we will win a game.
Fun fact about the soccer team: they haven't won a game in 3 years.
No, 4 years.
Four years. Yeah. You should have just kept it 3 years.
Well, yeah, 3 years because one of them got cut short.
Yeah.
No, which counts as a year.
But they're still 0-1, so it doesn't matter.
But we will win some games this year, for sure.
Is that a promise?
Some
that is a promise.
Do you want to make
a
wager?
You that.
Like a handshake?
I can promise you.
So, yeah, you've heard it here first. If the boys soccer team at Lebanon High School will win a game this
year.
If
they don't win a game, Sean said he will shave his head.
I don't remember.
He did say that. It was just off the mic.
Yeah, it was pre-show.
It was really quiet.
During mic check, you did say that.
Oh, yeah, he said it so many times, a lot.
You got to have that type of confidence in your team, Sean.
Okay, yeah, maybe I will.
All right, so here you go. It's set.
If y'all don't win a game,
somebody get a piece of paper.
Everybody, we can go back and listen to it. Somebody clip this or something, because if the boys' soccer team does not win a game this year, Mr. Sean Redmond is shaving his head.
And then you have to get the Avatar tattoo.
Like a Harry Potter? You get like a Harry Potter thing. Like the lightning bolt tattoo. Or both. Yeah. Or Post Malone
to get glasses.
This brings back a moment because whenever, was it 10-year-old state or 12-year-old state? Because we said if we won state, Jackson was going to get cornrows, and he never did. So
no, that was the World Series.
He said he would get a mullet, too.
No, he said he'd get a mullet if we won the World Series, which we didn't. But there was something for if we won state, and he never did.
That was cutting my hair, and I did.
No.
Okay, 12-year-old, you couldn't, like...
We won state 12-year-old year, and you still didn't cut your hair.
Because that was expected. There was no, like...
You still made the bed. Said.
I didn't make the bed for that.
Yes, you did.
No,
yes,
it's cut now. What do we do now? Beds.
You do cornrows.
Shave it.
We're going to win a game this year, so I'm not shaving my head.
Well, what if we don't win, like, 10 games? Then we shave your head?
Oh, yeah.
If we don't win 10 games, yes. I'll shave my head.
Yes, I will. Oh, I will shave my head.
Baseball team first. Compared to most teams?
Like this year?
Well, I mean, we're better than the soccer team.
Yeah.
Well, it's two different sports, but...
I mean... Anyways.
We're going to be pretty good.
Yeah, I think we could beat y'all in soccer.
I think we could, honestly.
We should set that up, because I think we could, too.
Yeah. Definitely not. I mean, y'all have, what, two good players? And you play defense. So.
Well, actually, I play midfield.
We would probably dribble.
Shout out to Fernando Martinez, the longest tenured soccer player at Lebanon.
Yeah. Fun fact, the last time Fernando finished a season, Lebanon won a game. It's been that long.
Poor Fernando.
Yeah.
He's quite the fella.
Yeah, poops and floor.
Yeah.
Do we? Is that a time we?
That'll be for another day.
Another day.
We'll have him on.
We've really got to plan that in a diaper before we talk about it.
Yes, because
that'll be eventful.
We actually want to bring up our sponsor, Jeff Gannon State Farm and Providence Marketplace. This is our third episode in a row he has sponsored us. So thank you. Dad, you know,
shout out Jeff, shout out Connor's dad,
yeah. And about my dad, he is a huge Tennessee fan.
I would say he's pretty big,
one of the biggest.
He gets very into the games. We will say that.
And you know, the biggest or the time he's been the happiest as a Tennessee fan that I've known him is 2016 Hail Mary versus Georgia.
There hasn't been very many happy moments, so I mean,
Jackson, there's been plenty.
Let's talk about this one, because this one was just extra special. Yes. Considering me, Connor, and Jackson were all together at the beach for this one.
Yes.
So for any of the Tennessee fans that are watching, Tennessee was down late in the game. There was probably 5 seconds left.
Well, we were
Let's rewind here to the part where Georgia scores that touchdown with
10 seconds left.
Yes, something like that. It was something crazy.
No, Georgia threw like a 60-yarder.
Yeah.
To go up.
Yeah.
There was like 20 seconds.
Yeah, there's like 20 seconds.
And we were winning, and it was like, well, this is in the bag, and then boom, Georgia scored.
Our safeties got
50-yard touch. Well, they were terrible.
Yeah. So then Georgia gets the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty, which makes the kickoff 15 yards back. So we got the ball in a pretty good spot to start off with, and. Jackson is actually rubbing it in our faces that we're about to lose because, you know, he's an Alabama fan.
Well, because at this point, y'all, this was the point in, like, y'all's, like, playing days when y'all were, like, ranked, like, 18th and, like, Georgia.
We were ranked 9th.
Y'all ranked 9th at that point?
Yes.
Because I remember whenever Alabama played, y'all were ranked in the top 10, and then we put up, like, 49 points.
We were undefeated.
We don't want to hear it.
You can't say we. Okay, you're from Tennessee. You're horrible.
Quit changing the topic because you know, you're just scared to admit you were wrong in this situation because Jackson's filming all of us, and he's like, oh, y'all are about to lose. And then Jackson's dad's like, okay, Jackson, quit being mean. They know they lost. So then then Joshua Dobbs throws the pass of a lifetime.
Juwan Jennings catches.
Yes, and then Jackson's just sitting in the corner in a chair, like, about to cry because he just feels so stupid. And
yeah, I did.
Jeff Gannon is running up and down the stairs.
Well, okay, so before this, after they caught the Hail Mary, my dad is like, we suck. We're never going to be good.
He was punching the couch.
He almost broke our couch. He legitimately almost broke the couch.
Yeah.
And then after the touchdown, I thought he was going to jump off the balcony, honestly.
Because the balcony overlooked the pool. I legitimately thought he was going to strip down on the balcony and just jump in the pool.
It was a great moment. That was another tearful moment for me. It was just a beautiful, beautiful time.
That was the last amazing beautiful time.
You know what? You know what? Let's test our copyright waters. We're gonna play the audio for you guys.
Yeah.
If you needed some extra happiness in your day, there you go.
That definitely brought my spirits up.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't it like the next year where like
we went 4-8?
Yeah.
What was that? No, what,
worst
was that,
year in Tennessee history.
What was the year that Florida threw the Hail Mary on y'all?
That was 2017. That was the next year. That was the next year.
I wish I was in Atlanta.
No, that was 2015.
For a Braves game that day. I remember that. I was because my mom was at y'all's house for that. Because y'all were all together, weren't you?
All I know is we were at Connor's house, and shout out to Denton's girlfriend, Reese. We're all sitting in the living room at Connor's house watching the game, and Reese is like, well, it looks like this is going to overtime, and then Florida throws a Hail Mary to win it, and that's why Reese isn't any fun.
Jackson, we got some Q&A's to answer.
Oh, yes. I almost forgot about that. Thank you, Connor. So, yeah, y'all give us some more Q&A questions. We really, really appreciate it. If you want your Q&A, if you have a good question y'all want to be answered, make sure you follow us on Instagram, @615guys. We will put out weekly question or Q&As to put out there. And so the first question that we thought that was very good was, would you rather know how you die or when you die?
When you die.
I'm going to have to agree with Connor on this one. If you know how much time you have, you can plan out what you want to do for the rest of your life.
Do anything you want because you know you're not going to die.
Would anybody want, like, when you die? Or, I mean, how you die?
I would rather know when because how, like, if you knew how, you would, like, you would want to avoid it, but, I mean, you wouldn't want to avoid it, if you know what I mean. Like, maybe it's something common, like, you do every day. Like, maybe, like, a car accident or something. You don't want to avoid cars your whole life. And be superstitious about getting in a car every day.
You just walk. I mean,
yeah, easier for you to say. Like, you don't want to walk everywhere.
Well, could you prove the system wrong? Like, what if it's like you're gonna die by a flying squirrel, and then I jump into the middle of the ocean with a bunch of sharks? Am I gonna survive? Like, am I invincible until I see a flying squirrel? Like yeah. It's like, you know, you're gonna die. You know. Because I'm an alligator. Well, if I jump out of an airplane without a parachute, am I living?
So are you a how you die?
Maybe.
You're a how you die.
I mean, you know, if you know when, you know, maybe you're gonna be scared. You know, you're counting down the days to where if it's how you die. Sure, it might be like car crash, and then you're scared to drive. But like, if it's when you die. Yeah, once again, you know, you're, like, counting down the days. And every day you're like, oh, well, you know, if it was, like, next month, you know, you're like, oh, well, it's getting closer. For if it's how, you know, especially if it was, like, death by a flying squirrel. You know, like,
yeah, see, I'd be scared if I asked when I died. It would be, like,
tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow. And I'd be like, well, I don't know what to do today. Like, I'm dying tomorrow.
Yeah,
but
you'd be surprised if you didn't know when you would die. Like, if you were to die tomorrow.
What?
Like, you'd be like, I'm, like, 16 years old and I just died.
Well, I mean, it definitely wouldn't be, like,
well, that's why
old age.
To know when you die,
so hope
you
it wouldn't
prepare.
Be from, like, I hope it wouldn't be from, like, old age at 16.
Yeah.
What do you mean prepare? What are you going to do? Plan the funeral?
Yeah. Well, no, you can just go do something. You can just go to something you've always wanted to do.
Like,
that
go
you
to Disney World
done.
Or something.
Yeah, yeah, but if it's the next day,
you
want to
skydive.
You know, oh, I want to. Yeah, but it's the next day. How are you going to go skydive?
If you knew how you die,
what if they're booked? What if you call the skydiving place and they're booked?
Then I'm gonna go on the lake or something.
What if it's 20 degrees outside?
Yeah, it's December.
I'm going skiing.
I like Connor's mentality.
Yeah. I'm just gonna plan around every possible.
Well, what's the next one?
All right. Would you consider making this a YouTube channel? So, one thing that we really want to get hopefully into one day is turning this pod into visual. And so, whenever that happens, yes, we will for sure be posting it on YouTube. So, for all you people that would like to watch us film the pod, yeah, you could be able to do that.
Yeah, you can see all of our mess ups or all of our cuts.
It'll be really noticeable then.
Yes.
We need to fix our background, though. It's not the prettiest sight.
Yeah, Packers, ugly. Yeah.
We'll be adding some visual effects
for you guys.
Sean, you going to get that flag for us?
I've been trying. I need to get some other things first.
Yeah, well, I've been wanting to get headphones because, you know, our audio hasn't been great.
Well, funny enough, it is your fault.
if you go through my check here, it's like, all right,
okay,
Jackson, you're good. Sean, you're good. Brody, first time you've ever been on, you're good. Denton, you're good. And Connor, He's talking
so
like
I'm either too loud or I'm too quiet.
So if y'all noticed in the first episode,
a happy medium. So hopefully I'm good this episode.
First episode,
probably because your ears are big.
Hey, that means you can
hear a lot. I don't know. All right. So we can go into a third question on that. What is your goal for the pod? So y'all can go first for what y'all want for the pod.
I mean, at first, we were just trying to talk and have fun.
Pretty much just for fun. I mean, I would say the goal is to just get it more known out there, for more people to listen. And I would say the biggest way for us to reach that goal is you guys. Honestly, y'all shouting us out and y'all supporting the pod. That's what's gonna make us grow even bigger.
I mean, it's grown into a business, really.
It honestly, has. It's been fun though. I really enjoyed it.
My goal, probably bare minimum, is to get signed by Barstool.
I guess
if that doesn't happen, I guess I can settle for being on the Joe Rogan Experience. I guess I'd let him have us on, or like Impulsive or something.
I mean,
maybe.
I'd say you probably have to fix your little raspy voice there.
Well, I mean, if we can fit Joe Rogan into our schedule, maybe.
Yeah, we may have him on.
I mean, I don't know. We are pretty booked. So I don't know, man.
Yeah.
So, final question we have for today's Q&A. What's better, ice cream or cake?
I just want to start off. If you say cake, there's something wrong with you.
Yes.
I honestly 100%. Can't. I can't have just cake.
The only time there's cake is in the equation if it's cake and ice cream.
Ice
or
cream
ice cake,
cake is so good.
I could eat ice cream cake.
Yeah, ice cream cake is really good.
Especially the
Oreo ice cream cake.
Icing's terrible?
Yes.
What?
Icing.
What?
Are you
really
crazy?
That's
the only good part of the cake.
I somewhat agree with him.
No, you eat the
icing
and then you throw the
cake. Icing is the best part.
Yes. Icing is the best part.
It's called cake.
It's not called icing.
I see people that...
Cake is the cake.
Hold up. Are you one of the people that takes the icing off the cupcake and just eats the cake?
Yes.
Did you just get bread?
Exactly.
If I could, I would.
You're so
weird.
Because I don't
eat a loaf of bread.
Did y'all ever as a kid lick all the icing before you ate the cupcake?
As a kid, I still do.
Yes, you eat the icing and you throw the rest of it away.
Exactly. Unless it's chocolate. You can eat chocolate.
Well, what you
vanilla,
do
then...
is, well, first off, if you take a bite of icing and cupcake, you're weird.
How do you even do that?
Yeah.
You just one big bite. I mean,
fundamental.
Well, I hope your mouth's big enough.
Sometimes it gets up the nose, and you just don't want that to happen.
Never happened.
Have you ever seen those people that tear off the bottom of the cupcake? And
you sandwich it?
Yeah.
I've heard about that, yeah.
For those of you out there that do that, you're weird.
Yeah. There's just something
never
that
if you have to go through
I feel,
that
I feel
much
like
time
I've seen somebody
cupcake.
Do that before.
Honestly, I feel like I would try that. That sounds kind of good.
I feel like, Sean, you would try that. You're pretty optimistic.
I mean, actually, I have tried it before, but it's just too much work to eat a cupcake.
All you do is you eat the icing, you take two bites out of the cupcake, and then you're like, well, this is boring, and you throw the cupcake away.
Well, either way, if... It came down to whenever we went to birthday parties when we were little, those little ice cream cups.
Okay, those are gas.
Those are so good.
There was one with sprinkles in the whole pack. It was
my
birthday
gosh.
Kid. It was so good.
those used to be around everywhere, but I never see those anymore.
Shout out Pump It Up. Hosting
Pump It Up.
R.I.P. Pump It Up.
Oh, I saw a TikTok on Pump It Up the other day, and I almost started to cry.
I actually saw it too.
I saw that one. Yeah.
I think we all saw it just because
I almost tears came to my eyes. That was sad.
I drove by the other day, and I don't know what's there now, but I look over in the corner every time I drive by.
It's just not the same.
I'm like,
Pump It Up there.
Pump It Up.
And I just,
that's my childhood right there.
But, you know what this never made any sense to me. I felt like that building was so huge, yet you look at the complex that it was in,
it's
just like a little, strip mall.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do they fit this big old, playground?
Or did y'all ever go to Crazy Clyde Slides?
No.
Yes. Yeah. It was cool, but it had
that one was a lot bigger.
Oh, where was there? Literally
two slots.
I don't remember. It's like a
it's
big old warehouse place.
Okay. Yes. It was open for 6 months, but it was fun.
It was fun. I used to go Boy Scouts there.
Oh, for real?
You did Boy Scouts?
I did do Boy Scouts.
Are you? That's my
I don't know why I did Boy Scouts, but I did Boy Scouts.
You know, like tie a knot and everything.
I mean,
what y'all doing?
I know how to tie my shoes.
Do you know how to tie a knot with your teeth?
No, I don't.
Did you sell cookies?
I don't remember anything from there.
Did you sell cookies?
I'm not a Girl Scout.
All right. So, anyways, I think we're going to wrap up this week's episode. We appreciate all y'all tuning in. Make sure y'all follow us on 615 Guys on Instagram.
We would like to once again thank our sponsor for today, Mr. Jeff Gannon, State Farm at Providence Marketplace. Also, tune in next week. We got a no offense, Brody, no offense, Bryce Kelly. We got our most anticipated guest for us. This was probably our biggest get early on in the podcast. We have a, we'll call him a national championship SEC player coming in, football player coming in. Very, very thankful that he agreed to come onto the podcast. And tune in next week, see what he can give us.
615 guys, we are officially out.
Wiki, wiki, what?